I'm going to pray for us one more time, and then we're going to go to God's word. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for bringing us to your house this morning. And we just thank you for this opportunity to connect together, ultimately to connect with you. I pray your blessing upon every single person here, that we will receive deeply of your word, deeply of your Holy Spirit, to set them, be set on fire for the glory of Jesus Christ and the extension of your kingdom in maximum way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so normally we don't greet or point out people that are visiting, but I want to point out our friend Paul. Paul is from the hotspot, our neighbor, and we've just been interacting over the last several months since he's moved in, and he came to our carnival, had a booth, and so stand up, Paul. We just greet you, and we welcome you to be here with us. Me and Paul share a similarity in that our families are both from the Assemblies of God Church, and so we have that little connection, and I'm glad, Paul, that I'm glad that you're here. So I just wanted to say that. Okay, so we're continuing our sermon series this morning. Questions we have, people have been emailing in questions, and we've been answering it from the Sunday pulpit. And by the way, if you have a question, and I've been receiving some, you can email your questions at connect@vineyardharvest.org, and I will seriously consider answering your question on Sunday morning. The title of today's sermon is Jubilee. And so the question I've been receiving from people, because our newborn daughter is named Jubilee, they've been asking me, why did you name your daughter Jubilee? And that's a personal question, but I'm giving a corporate answer this morning because I do believe that there's prophetic meaning of how we arrived at that name, and I believe that's a prophetic word for our church, but also a prophetic word for just our time that we're living in right now. Okay, so turn in your Bibles to Leviticus 25, 8 through 55, long passage. So it is important if you have your Bible to turn there. I'm only going to put select passages up on the screen, so it'd be good if you could open it up in your Bibles. If you don't have one, we'll have the select passages up on the screen, and you can follow along that way too. Okay, so Leviticus 25, 8 through 55, that's going to be our passage. We're talking about Jubilee, the year of Jubilee, as it was in the Old Testament, but God's prophetic meaning for us today in our church, in our generation. I'm going to start out with an illustration just to help us kind of track along with this idea of Jubilee, this idea that's in this passage. So here's a little question I have for you guys. See if you guys have the answer. What's the average U.S. household debt? Okay, this would include everything. So we're talking about car loans, credit card debt, student loans, mortgage, etc. What do you think it is? How many of you guys would think it's A, 20,000 plus? Raise your hand. B, 50,000 plus? C, $100,000 plus? D, $200,000 plus? Okay, it's not as bad as some of you guys think. It's the answer is C, about $130,000, okay? It probably is worse in California, but this is, you know, in the U.S., right? So, I mean, this is a serious problem, right? Because the average U.S. household earns $50,000 a year, right? And so they have to pay all their expenses and then try to chip away at this $130,000 debt. It could take a long time, right? It's a daunting task. Some would even say an impossibility. And certainly, you know, for the Israelites, you know, they were facing these problems too. They got into tough situations and they had to pay off their debts and got into situations, maybe not car loans, camel loans, maybe. And they're not borrowing from the bank, maybe borrowing from their neighbor, their family. And so they're getting into these situations too. And God provided a solution for them. In his love and his compassion, provided a way out for them. We're going to look at that, and that's where Leviticus 25 comes in. Now, I'm going to start us off. You don't have to turn there, but we're going to start off in Numbers 33. Okay, Numbers 33 is God's intended provision for his people. Okay, so Numbers 33, and this is God's word to his people, to the Israelites, okay, when it came to provision. Can you read it out loud together? Numbers 33, 53 to 54. It's up here on the screens. Go ahead and read it out loud together. Take possession. Okay, I'm going to point out two phrases in this passage. This was God's great provision for his people. All right, so it says that he had given them their land, this portion, for them, and it was for them to possess. So not to rent, not to lease, not for a temporary period of time, but for them to possess. And then it says, whatever falls to them by lot will be theirs. Now, God often spoke in the Old Testament by casting of lots, and so God had spoken, and it was theirs. It was theirs, not to rent, but to possess. Now, let me just kind of contemporize this just so we can connect in and relate to it maybe. if God were to speak into our lives and said he's going to provide a choice piece of property, just for example, let's say a Beverly Hills mansion, and he had provided this for us, and he had spoken, and he said, this is for you to possess, not to rent or loan or for you to have just for a little bit of time. I'm giving this for you to possess, for you and your family, and for the generations to come. This Beverly Hills mansion is for you. Would this be good news for you? Yes, right? And so this was the provision for God's people, for the Israelites. And he was saying, this is yours. This is for you to possess. He had distributed it out, cast it by lots. He had spoken. It was theirs. So the question would be, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, this was God's provision. He had spoken, right? And I would say, well, what could go wrong is what goes wrong in our culture, right? For them, if they fell into the same situations, sin happened, different things happened in their lives, and they had to begin to, some of them, sell their Beverly Hills mansion. And they sold it in order to pay off their other debts or to do their everyday living. They had to sell their property. And some of them, it got so bad that they had to sell themselves, and they had to sell their children into slavery in order to just survive and to keep on living. This is the situation that they got themselves into. We can relate to it, you know, in the U.S. in 2016 as well, right? And so God wrote into law, Leviticus is, a lot of us skip that book of the Bible, right? Because it's, but there's laws that are in there. And God made a provision for people that fell into these situations. And so this is God's provision for God's people, the Israelites. But I believe there's a prophetic word for us in our church, in our generation, God's provision for us. Okay, Leviticus 25. Now we're going to start at verse 10. If you have in your Bibles, I mentioned about the shofar. You read just a couple of verses up. There's the shofar. It was blowing, and it was announcing the beginning of the year of Jubilee. So we're going to read verse 10, and then we're going to read verses 25 through 28. Can you guys read it out loud together? So it's verse 10, and then 25 through 28. The year of Jubilee. Verse 10. Consecrate the 50th year. Okay, here's the situation for them. If they got themselves in a debt, they had to sell their property. God made the first provision, said, if you have a near relative, they can help you out. Then they could go back, go and buy back that property, and then it'll be yours again. First provision. Second provision, he said, if you didn't have a near relative, but you had to sell your property, but somehow you go get another job or a second job or a third job, and you accumulate the money. At any time, whenever you're able to pay it back, you pay it back, you get your property back. But the third provision is the year of Jubilee. He said, when the 50th year comes and the trumpet blasts, then you are free and clear. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go and try to get another job or do anything else. You just go right back to your property, and it is yours. It's free and clear for you to possess. That's good news, right? That's good news if we get ourselves into a situation of debt, a situation of a problem. Now, for the people that it really became bad for, right, that they had to sell themselves into slavery and sell their children into slavery, there was provision for them as well. So let's keep reading Leviticus 25. Let's read 39 through 41. Can you read this out loud together? If any of your fellow Israelites... So God made provision. If it got so bad you had to sell yourself and your children to slavery, the year of Jubilee happens, the trumpet blast happens, it's on the 50th year, you and your children are set free, no questions asked. And as we just read before this, and you get to go back to your property and get your property free and clear. This is good news. This is good news for people that got themselves into trouble, into debt, into situations that they couldn't get themselves out of. You might ask, what does this have to do with me? You know, this is the reason why I skip over Leviticus, right? But God said this for his people, and there's a word for us. Because look at Psalm 16, verse 5 says, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. Listen, our portion isn't just a physical piece of property. Our portion is God himself. As Christians, we believe that we have a relationship with God, that we are family with God, that we are connected with God, that we are abiding in Christ, and he's our portion and our cup. And interestingly, it says, and then in him, then our lot is secure because we are in Christ and we're connected with him and he is our portion. Listen, Jesus is the greatest jubilee provision of all, and salvation in Jesus is the greatest jubilee breakthrough of all. Look at Colossians 2, verses 13 through 14, and there's this word that I highlighted there, indebtedness, because it is talking about salvation is about indebtedness, about a situation we can't get ourselves out of, about $130,000 debt, making $50,000 a year, and can't pay it off. And this was the message of salvation in Colossians that Paul was speaking to the Colossian church about, but God wants to communicate to us about. This is our salvation. This is the gospel message. Can you read it together? Colossians 2, 13 through 14. When you were dead in your sins, the message of salvation. It's the year of Jubilee. It's not just for a physical property. The year of Jubilee, the ram horn blew this morning, and I believe this is a prophetic word to our church. This is a year of Jubilee. That's there's being us being set free, not just of our debts, although I'm going to talk about in just a moment, God set us free of our debts a couple weeks ago on this building, but that God wants to set us free. Some of us holding on to certain things in our lives, our hearts, bitterness, discontent, various things. God said, this is the year that he's going to set us free. You might say, salvation, yes, really true. You know, this is a parallel of the year of Jubilee. But, I accepted Christ a long time ago. And you might not feel that it's very real to you this morning about this Jubilee. You know, Jubilee, we don't use the word Jubilee in the English language too much, but jubilant, right, comes from Jubilee, that you'll be jubilant because God sets you free. And you might say, well, I don't walk around all the time with that. But God, I think God has a word for that for us, because I think from time to time God does some things in our lives to reignite that Jubilee hope. By the way, my daughter's middle name is Hope. You reignite the Jubilee hope within us, because sometimes it begins to wane. But God in this season wants to release a Jubilee over us and wants to connect us in to the Jubilee hope that we have as Christians. And I believe that through this whole building project that happened, that God has a message for us. And I believe that this morning I want to share about how this whole building project was a prophetic word to us. Now, I bring us the scripture primarily, first and foremost, right, about the year of Jubilee. That's the primary way that God speaks to us. But from time to time, God does speak to us through prophecies and sometimes through just prophetic actions, just prophetic things that happen. And I believe that there's a word for us in this whole building project. So we've been in a building project for the last 3 years to pay off this building. A brother, real generous, bought this building 3 years ago and loaned it to us. And we were renting it for 3 years. But he gave us a deadline, October 31st, 2016, that we would pay off this building. We would pay him back the $1.85 million. Now, some of you guys have been here in this process and know that we have a thermometer that we put up. So on October 16th, here was the thermometer. And the thermometer kind of sat here at this point for a while, right? As many of you guys remember. At about $600,000, $700,000. And so this is where it was, October 16th. Think about this. This is 2 weeks away from the deadline, okay? We had $1.2 million to go. Don't raise your hands. But how many of you thought it was impossible, right? And don't raise your hands. Don't raise your hands. And it was a daunting task, but we felt like God called us to it. And God was speaking to us in this time. I mentioned, my daughter was born on September 28th. So Jubilee, and I felt like Jubilee hope. And it wasn't all about this building, just to let you know, but I felt like that there was a word in it about the building, Jubilee, hope, building. This building is called the Hope Building. And so $1.2 million. By the way, it happened. For those of you who didn't know, October 31st, it did happen. But I want to tell you a little bit about the story of it, because I believe that there's a prophetic word in it. And I mentioned before, during the worship time that Pastor Terry on the Chinese side, when Jubilee was born, that week he preached in the Chinese congregation. And he said, listen, October 2nd was actually the end of the year of Jubilee on the Jewish calendar, but because there's a Jubilee in our church now, the year of Jubilee continues for one more year in our church. When I heard that, I was emotional. I was emotional because I knew that was God's word. You know, I didn't know all this as I named my daughter Jubilee, but I knew that in my spirit when I heard that, wow, this is God's word to us. Impossible situations like this, but the year of Jubilee and God's freedom upon us. Okay, so October 16th was at this point, and let me keep on telling the little story about 2 weeks. And by the way, this is a three-year project, so there's a lot of things that happened, but I'm just fast-forwarding to 2 weeks because I think there was a prophetic word in these last 2 weeks about this. So October 23rd, we arrived at church, and here was where the thermometer was, and so a little bit better, but still $900,000 away. And so that was the situation 1 week away, because October 30th would have been the last Sunday that we were together, you know, for the final payoff, right? So October 30th, when you arrived at church that morning, so before the offering, some improvements, about $1 million. But still, on that Sunday morning when we gathered together, it was still, my math, okay, $850,000 away, right? And so we were $850,000 away, still a long ways off. And then we took the offering that morning, and we were at $1.26 million. So about $600,000 away. So when I walked away from church that afternoon, I knew that we were $600,000 short. And so I went home and sat on the couch, and Pastor Juan was there as well. I was like, and we were like, we were not expecting this. We're not expecting this. God had called us to this, but we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. God has called us to this. There's a Jubilee promise, and there's a Jubilee breakthrough. When God has a promise for us, we need to keep on praying. And so Pastor Kwan was encouraging me, and I was saying, let's get down on our knees right now. Let's just keep praying. We're going to pray right now. And so we continue to pray. So, God is just so good. That night, there was some more provision to about $1.52 million, right? So when I went to sleep that night, we were $330,000 short. That's good news, but not the news that we were hoping for, right? And so when I woke up in the morning, many of you got an email from me, and I said, here it is, we're $330,000 short. Don't stop praying. I received that encouragement from Pastor Kwan the night before, and I said, we got to keep praying. This was God's promise to us. We cannot give up. We gotta pray to the end, to what God has called us to. And so we continue to pray. I know many of you were praying through that day. And by 6 p.m., we were at $1.6 million, right? So some donations continue to come in. And then we kept on praying, right? I sent out another email around this time, and we kept on praying. Say, this is God's promise to us. We can't stop. We need to keep going. There's a Jubilee promise. There's a Jubilee provision. And then by 9 p.m., we were at about $1.62 million. By 9 p.m., we continued to pray. I sent out an email around this time as well. Pastor Kwan was sending out WeChat to the Chinese congregation, updating them. They have that way of communication. And then we just kept praying. There's a Jubilee promise. There's a Jubilee provision. What God calls us to, our portion is to pray and trust Him in it. And then at close to 11 o'clock, listen, guys, on the last hour of the last day, God's provision came in, and we're at $1.85 million. Why do I need to tell you the play-by-play this morning? I need to tell you the play-by-play because I feel like there's a prophetic word for us this morning in this. Some of us this morning are like this situation where it's all the way down to the wire. Listen, I was sitting on the couch on Sunday night with Pastor Kwan with $600,000 left to go, and all we could do was pray. For some of us, we wait all the way to the last day, and it's like, is God answering the prayer? Is God there? You know, we're waiting and waiting, waiting down to the last hour of the last day, and all we can do is pray. But listen, sometimes God does this. And I feel like this is a prophetic word. So if this is you and you have been waiting and waiting and waiting, where is the breakthrough? Listen up, because there's a word for you this morning in this story. That God says sometimes he compels us. He allows these situations to happen to compel us to get on our knees and pray. And we will need to go down to the last day of, or the last hour of the last day, because he wants to saturate our situation in prayer. Listen, this Hope Building is so blessed, because for 3 years, every single day, we were praying for this building. I thought about it yesterday. I have not prayed for my house every day, but I have prayed for this house every day. God wanted to bless this house with prayer every single day to the last hour of the last day. That much prayer, that much saturation with his blessing, because he needed to do that to compel us to pray. Listen, if the payoff, God owns cattle on a thousand hills. He could have paid it off 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 1 year ago, or 3 months ago, but he needed to wait to the last hour of the last day because he needed that much prayer on this building, because we believe that God is going to use this building for revival to the nations. And when God uses this building for revival to the nations, he needs this building saturated with prayer. Listen, for some of us, there's a Jubilee provision on our lives. There's a Jubilee breakthrough that's coming, but he needs saturated prayer on your life, saturated prayer on your situation to bless you, bless your family, to bless your business, to bless your situation. Prayer, after blessing, building up in your life to the last hour of the last day for the Jubilee provision. For some of us, that's a good word, because God wants us to build up that prayer and saturate our situation with prayer. That's the first prophetic word that I feel like God has through this whole building project. Second thing, though, it's really interesting that at the end of the day, literally October 31st, that we had $1.85 million. I mean, not much more than that, just $1.85 million. So there's some people here, or there's some people, maybe not here, but they're out there somewhere that gave maybe $1 to this project. And listen, we needed that $1 for the project. Because I feel like God was saying, when Jubilee comes, when Jubilee breakthrough comes in such a magnificent way, it's everybody gets to play. It's not about a select few. Listen, there are people in this world that could have paid $1.85 million and just settled the thing really quick, right? But God waited to the last hour of the last day because he wanted a corporate participation in this for even the $1 contribution. Not trying to get people's money, but God was trying to get people's hearts and participation in his kingdom work. So God took a $1 contribution from somebody and he turned it into a $1.85 million payoff. Think about that. That's a good word for some people here. Because some people here are feeling like, what could I possibly offer? Maybe from your finances, or maybe just from your giftedness, or about your business, or about your family. What could we possibly offer to the kingdom of God when we're talking about revival? Listen, bring your $1. Bring your $1 contribution and let God turn the $1 contribution into a $1.85 million payoff. That's a good word for some people in here this morning. And that's a good word for our church. Because some of us, as we're going to move forward into this year of Jubilee, and God wants to bring a Jubilee, a blessing of freedom, set people free of things of the enemy, things of this in the spirit, or whatever the case may be. And we wonder, how can I have a part in this? How can I possibly help and pray for deliverance for people, or lead cell groups, or when revival comes and leading multitudes of people? How can I possibly do that? Listen, the word is, bring your contribution, bring even your $1, and let God be the one that turns it into a $1.85 million payoff. And that's God's word to us, God's promise to us, God's prophetic word to us in this time. I want to lead us to pray in just a moment, because I know that there are some people here where you're facing some really daunting challenges, and you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the breakthrough, and maybe even praying and praying and praying for the breakthrough. I just want to encourage you this morning. God has compelled you to pray, to saturate your situation with prayer. But I feel like as like we get this prophetic word this morning, prophetic words need some prophetic action. You guys know that in the scripture, right? That whenever the prophet spoke, a lot of times there was also some action, some physical action that came with it. So I will ask you for a response this morning, because some of us literally need to take a stand in the spirit, or even just a physical stand to say, yeah, the enemy is just wearing me down. And like, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. It feels like the last hour of the last day. But you need to stand in the face of the enemy and say, well, I'm going to saturate my situation with prayer. I'm going to saturate my life with prayer, my situation or my family, whatever the case may be. I'm going to receive God's word to compel me to pray. And we stand before God as well, making that stand of declaration, a prayer, of saturated prayer, and waiting for the Jubilee breakthrough and provision. some of us, we need to take that stand. Because some of us, the enemy is coming and just doing whatever the enemy wants to do in our lives, and we can't let that happen. So we need to receive this prophetic word this morning and take the prophetic stand that God has given to us and his promise to us. And for some of us this morning, I just feel like that we need to pray for you. And listen, when we do our ministry time, people come up for all sorts of things, so they won't know that you're coming up for this. But some of us feel like we don't have much of a contribution, you know, like our giftedness, or what are we going to do for revival, or what, you know, and we feel like all we have is the $1, so-called. Listen, let us pray for you. God is in the business of multiplication. That's exactly what happened in this building project. You bring your $1, but let us pray for you that God will multiply it into a $1.85 million payoff. This is exactly what happened in our midst. God took someone's $1. Listen, I mentioned it last week, right? If all you did was buy a smoothie in our smoothie sale, if all you did was buy a raffle ticket in our iPad raffle, if all you did was come to the brush lettering workshop or whatever, if you just got your car washed at one of our car washes, we needed your contribution. Or God didn't necessarily need our contribution, but God wanted us to be participating in his contribution. So God wants us to bring what we have, our giftedness that we have, and let him multiply it for his glory and the extension of his kingdom. Amen? Okay, let's pray together. I'll call the worship team up and the prayer team if you can come up in this time. I will be calling you to respond. Some of us, we need to respond because this is us this morning. So first, are you here this morning? And it just feels like you're waiting and waiting and waiting for the Jubilee breakthrough. And it just feels like it hasn't been coming. And you might have even been praying and praying and praying. And it's how maybe the building project felt for us. Down to the last hour of the last day. Still not quite there. But that this morning, that you would receive this prophetic word, and that you would take a stand in the Spirit and say, I'm going to keep on saturating my situation with prayer and keep blessing that situation and keep saturating it with God's blessing so that the Jubilee blessing would come. And when it comes, be a time of celebration. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand all the way up and keep it up if that's you. And you're saying, I have been waiting, 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 but I'm taking a stand this morning before God and even before the enemy. See, I'm going to saturate my situation, my life, with prayer in waiting for the Jubilee breakthrough. Your hand all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, if that's you. Now, I'm going to ask you in just a moment, because a prophetic word takes a prophetic stand. Okay, this is not going to be about a show, but I just feel like it's before God. As the trumpet of the shofar blew this morning, and it was announced the beginning of the Jubilee, that I feel like we need to stand in that, and we need to make that declaration that we're standing in God's provision, and we're going to saturate it with prayer. So if you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you to come up to the front and just stand right here, take that stand against the enemy, and take that stand in the face of God, before God. You're waiting the Jubilee breakthrough. Come on forward if that was you. Prophetic word takes a prophetic action. As you stand up here, this is your action to respond to God's word. Anybody else? I just feel like this is your opportunity. I'm not saying this is the be-all, end-all, but this is you standing in the Spirit, standing for the Jubilee breakthrough, and saying you're going to saturate your situation with prayer. Just fill up your situation with prayer all the way to the top. Just like this church, so blessed all through the 3 years. Prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer, that there's so much blessing in this house. And God chose to wait to the last hour of the last day so that this house would be so filled with this blessing. I just declare that over your life this morning. I just declare that over your life. He has given you this opportunity to compel you to pray and saturate it in prayer. Is there anybody else that you would just take this stand this morning before God? I want to remind you, this is not about a show. It's about a prophetic action to a prophetic word from God as we start this year of Jubilee. I'm going to pray for you in just a moment. But it was just that second thing as well. I feel like some of us that we feel like all we have is the $1. Not necessarily financially, but just like our gifts, talents, or just contribution, whatever it is. And so when we begin to pray And people receive prayer for all sorts of things, but that's you. You feel like, what can I possibly contribute? Let God multiply it. Come forward for prayer, one of our prayer team. Just let us pray for you. And I believe that God's multiplication of your contribution would happen for the glory of Jesus Christ. Let's all stand together. Just all put out your hands. Just put out your hands to receive from God, because only God can do a Jubilee provision. Only God could do it. So Father, we just stand here. As we stand here at this altar, we're saying we're going to keep standing for prayer, and we're going to keep saturating our situations with prayer. We stand here in the face of the enemy, and we just say we're going to keep standing in prayer. So we have no discouragement, because we're just going to keep saturating our situations with prayer and blessing. And so we just declare that in the Spirit on this year of Jubilee. And we just come and we ask you, God, in your time and in your way, in the same magnificent way that you did it on this Hope Building, do it in these lives. Do it in these situations. Do it in these ministries. Do it for your glory of Jubilee provision. Oh God, we come and we bring our $1 contribution and what we have to offer. And we ask for the multiplication in the Spirit for our $1.85 million payoff. We pray, Lord God, for this, for the glory of Jesus Christ. Spirit, break out. Spirit, break out in this year of Jubilee. Spirit, break out upon our lives and our church. And Spirit, break out upon this nation. We need you, God. We need you, God, in this nation. And we're calling out to you, for only you could set us free on this year of Jubilee. The ram's horn has blown, and the year of Jubilee has begun upon our lives and upon this nation for the glory of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, let's worship to this song. Many of you know it, Spirit Break Out. Just receive this in your life. Receive this on behalf of our church. That the literal and figurative walls are going to come down, and we're going to be set free. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ.